The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master. Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Douglas Pereira.
Hello, welcome to The Rescue Worker, the community of Jesus apprentices that are trying to learn how to be like Jesus, to love like Jesus, to serve like Jesus. I'm so glad that you have joined us on our 11th week of the journey experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. On the Rescue Worker community, we have a model of Jesus apprentices that we want to live for. And the model says, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. That is the model that the apprentices of Jesus, they try to live for. And I want to encourage you to try to do that, to live based on love. Loving God, loving one another, and loving ourselves. Since we're starting a new week of our journey experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, that means we have a new memory verse for this week. And we have been studying the Sermon of the Plain, or the Sermon of the Mountain, as we usually refer to Matthew 5. But since here in Luke chapter 6, we refer to the Sermon of the Plain. And what is interesting is that as we study, we are trying to learn how to be more like Jesus. And this week, we'll be studying our memory verse that comes from verse 27. But to you who are willing to listen, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you. Wow, a difficult message. It's not an easy message, but something that if we want to do, if we want to be like Jesus, we need to understand that Jesus loved those that didn't love him. And Jesus did good for those. So as an apprentice of Jesus, we need to follow his footsteps. It is easy? No, it is not. That goes against our desires and will. But if we want to be followers of Christ, we need to surrender to him and ask him to allow us and to give us strength and the means to love our enemies. Well, today we'll be studying our fourth beatitude. The Gospel of Luke has four beatitudes, so the last beatitude. And for us to understand this beatitude, I do believe that we need God's guidance and the Holy Spirit. And for that, we need to come before him to ask us to receive the Holy Spirit to help us to love our enemies and be able to understand today's message. Because somehow today's message is even a kind of an introduction to the love of the enemies. How we are supposed to face life when we encounter persecution, problems, because we are faithful to God, faithful to Jesus, and to the principles of God's kingdom. So we need God to help us to understand the message, to enlighten our minds, and to apply this message. So we need to come before him. We need to ask his help. And the Bible is clear in Hebrews 4:16 that we can come to him anytime. So let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we'll receive his mercy and we'll find grace to help us when we need it most. Based on this openness of God, let's come to him. Let's ask him to help us, to live the life of our Master, Jesus Christ, to help us to be able to make the difference. So I want to give you 1 minute so you can prepare yourself to this encounter with God. I want to give you 1 minute so you can ask for the Holy Spirit and that God will open your mind and help you to be a follower of Jesus Christ. And after this minute, we'll come back to study verses 22 and 23 of Luke 6. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for this opportunity to get together in the community of the rescue worker so we can, as a community, seek your presence, ask your guidance, study together, support one another, and to apply the lessons. We want to be more like you, Lord. Help us, Lord. Forgive our sins and give us strength, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So we have been studying the Beatitudes, the Sermon of the Plain, or usually we refer to the Sermon of the Mountain. It is a contrast, is a paradox here. The religious people of the time thought that a few things were a sign or a witness that we were loved by God and connected by God. So if we keep God's commandment, we will have wealth, health, prosperity, everything. Therefore, if I'm not having that, that means that I'm away or far from God. And I need to keep the laws in order to restore that loving relationship with God. But here Jesus takes those things and he says, bless you, right? God blesses who are poor, who's hungry, who's weep. So totally different and presents the characteristics of God's kingdom. Now we come to a different beatitude. That's the last one. I think in the Gospel of Matthew, we have 9. Here in the Gospel of Luke, we have 4. And it has a different nature of the other 3 or the first 3 Beatitudes. I want to read with you and then try to point out a few aspects. So I'm reading from Luke chapter 6, verse 22 and 23. And from the New Living Translation. What blessings await you when people hate you and exclude you and mock you and curse you as evil because you follow the Son of Man? When that happens, be happy. Yes. Leap for joy, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, their ancestors treated the ancient prophets the same way. Here we have a different kind of beatitude. A beatitude that is focused to those that follow the Son of Man. We have seen this expression before, at least twice here in the Gospel of Luke. The first time we saw this expression was the time when Jesus, he healed a paralyzed man, and that's in chapter 5. And in the beginning of chapter 6, we see this expression again, Son of Man, related to Jesus and the Sabbath day. And this expression refers to God. He is God. Jesus is God. And he's the one that can make judgment, referring to Daniel chapter 7, where this expression comes from the Old Testament, the Son of Man. So, as we follow the Son of Man, we will face some of the challenges that Jesus faced. And Paul and Peter, they write about it. So the main point or the main idea is, if we follow Jesus, the Messiah, if we live the principles and the values of the kingdom, that will go against the ways of the world, would go against the enemy, the devil, will go against religious leaders and the ways of this world. And because there will be a conflict, because I'm following the ways of Jesus with the other ways, those that are following Jesus will face some challenges. Somehow here we have an introduction to the challenge of following Jesus. The challenge of discipleship, or the challenge of apprenticeship. And Paul even asks the question that if we are not maybe facing the challenges, are we truly living the life of Christ? And it's a very important question, because sometimes we try to avoid conflicts or any situations, right? And we compromise. And here we cannot understand these two verses that we read, this fourth beatitude, as appealing for martyrdom, right? Some first Christians or early Christians, they said, okay, if I need to be a martyr in order to get a reward in heaven, and they will come and start making conflict so they could be persecuted. And then they were boost because they were so proud because they are being persecuted. And that's not the way as well. What Jesus is saying is, A, as you follow the king and the ways of the king, you will face problems. You face challenges. And Luke will develop more this idea throughout his narrative. Even chapter 7, 8, he talks about that. Even chapter 9, the challenges of following Jesus, following the values and principles of the kingdom. Billy Graham, he wrote that salvation is free. Salvation is by grace. However, discipleship will cost everything. Yes, will cost everything. So, if we are following Jesus, the way of Jesus, naturally, we are going against the ways of the world. And Jesus has already faced some friction and some challenges. We saw some challenges related to him forgiving sins. Challenges of him hanging out with the marginalized and those that were considered unclean, those that are cast out by the major society to the religious society. We saw some challenges with fasting, and we saw some challenges with Jesus related to keeping the Sabbath day. And Jesus is saying, as we continue to express the kingdom values, more and more opposition will happen, will take place. Such opposition took Jesus to the cross. And if the disciples of Jesus are following the ways of Jesus, naturally will face the same challenge. So when you face some challenge because you're following the Son of Man, he's not saying any challenge. The challenge of being following the Son of Man, loving like Jesus loved, serving like Jesus served. As you love like Jesus loved and serve like Jesus loved, and you face challenge, persecution as the word they use here, you are blessed. You are on the right path. Don't give up. And what are some of those challenges, persecution that people face? Blessing await you when people hate you. You see, the religious leaders, they hate Jesus because he sat with the sinners. They hate Jesus because Jesus went against their traditions to save people, to alleviate people, to fulfill his mission, to see Hebrews, or better saying, Luke 4, 18 and 19 being a reality. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to bring the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, that the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. So as Jesus lived that, people started hating him. And guess what? As we leave that mission, we'll be hated. Hated by the enemy. And remember, Jesus faced conflict with the enemy in Luke chapter 4. The temptation of the wilderness. And guess what? As we try to live the life according to Jesus' way and to the kingdom of God, we'll face the same hate the devil will have for us. We'll face the same hate that Jesus had with the religious leaders, right? The religious leader hate Jesus because he was messing up their way, their status quo. And as you leave the kingdom of God, yes, we'll face some challenge for religious people. And from outside like Jesus. And the first is hate. And hate is a strong word. Hate desires that someone will die. Hate wants someone not to succeed. Hate wants to destroy. And hate manifests at least in three ways here. The first, exclude you. And the idea in the word here, excluding, is excluding from the religious group. Okay? So in this case, those that would follow Jesus will be hated by religious people, and they will be excluded to the religious life. They will not be able to be in the synagogues anymore, be part of the temple, worship service. So the first, let's say, manifestation of hate comes in form of social exclusion. Marginalized people, putting them aside. That is fruit of hate. That is fruit of the ways of the world, not the kingdom's way. So marginalizing someone, isolation. I need to isolate this person. This person cannot be part of my group. This person cannot be part of our society, our community. That is an expression of hate. Then comes a second aspect, and mock you. So when you start living the kingdom's way, and that's where we're focusing in this verse, the world way will be upset with you and will try to isolate you and to mock you. And even the idea of mocking here in the original gives the idea of shame, will try to shame you, right? It's not just isolating you. I want to shame you. try to create guilt and shame you, in a sense that through shame try to change your beliefs or behavior. And that's the way that even today we do that. You're stupid if you think like that. Oh, you're not educated if you behave like that way, right? We use shame to try to modify people's behavior and people's thinking. So those that follow Jesus, they would face hate that will lead them to be marginalized and being mocked, face shame. And then will curse you as evil. And here is even the idea is to lie about you and lie about who you are and your character. This hate aims death, sometimes physical death, but sometimes social death, emotional death, religious death. They want to destroy you and will not be happy until the fall of Jesus is destroyed. And I don't know if you have faced such kind of aspects. But I know that someone that is listening to me right now probably is facing this development of hate because you're following God's way. And because of that, you have been excluded, mocked, and cursed. It is interesting that even was found a prayer from the year 84. So they were able to date the documents to the year 84 of a prayer that was probably offered by some rabbis, Jewish rabbis at the time, a prayer that was praising God because they were able not to associate with the Nazarenes, those that follow Jesus, and those that were had wrong theology, right? And so they were praising God for that, praise that they were able to stop them to being part of the community and cursing them and even desire their death. So back that day, the Christians faced that. And even today, we face that. And probably you're facing that. You have faced that or you will face that. That's the reality of Christianity. If you're following Jesus Christ, living the way of the kingdom. So what do you do when you face that? And Jesus is bringing a perspective here. The cost of following him, the cost of the kingdom way will be hate, will be exclusion, will be mock, will be curse. Trying to lie about you and distorts your character and all that. But when you that happen, when that happens, be happy. And I like the New Living Translation because they portray the idea, yes, leap for joy, yes, jump, be happy. It's not that you should look for the persecution, but you know what? If that is happening, instead of being sad, feeling bad, hey, be happy because you are in the right path. You are in the right path because that happened to others and happened to Jesus as well. So Jesus is saying, hey, that will happen, but great reward awaits you in heaven. You may not see the fruition of your works, of your faithfulness, but you have one day. be faithful until death, or even before death, and we'll have the crown of life. That's the message of Revelation chapter 2. Being faithful. And Jesus is calling his disciples to be faithful. And he assures them, and remember, their ancestors treat the ancient prophets the same way. You're not alone. You're not alone because people have faced the same. You're not alone because I am with you. And you're not alone because there are other apprentices of Jesus around you. Facing the same, or can help and support you. And here's the point. When apprentice of Jesus see someone that has been is experiencing hate, being excluded, being mocked and cursed, the apprentice of Jesus must come and support. Pray, stand the hand to that person. The apprentice of Jesus is not the one that will provoke the persecution, or at least not supposed to provoke this kind of hate, exclusion, mock and curse. The apprentice of Jesus will try to alleviate that. So, where are you right now? Are you facing some kind of persecution? Where are you right now? You're not alone. You're never alone. God knows. And please let us know. For instance, you can message me. I'll be here to pray for you, to fast for you, to support you. You're not alone. Be faithful. Don't give up the values and principles of the kingdom. So, if you're listening to my voice and you're facing some kind of persecution, remember, God is with you. And you have other apprentices of Jesus that want to support you. So, lead us. Reach us out. Are you providing support, comfort for those that are being isolated, excluded, mocked, and cursed? Or are you an oppressor? An oppressor that is sharing hate, excluding people, mocking people, or cursing people. If that's happening, repent. That is not the way of the kingdom. It is not. The way of kingdom is a way of love, service. It's not easy. We don't get all the time right. And that's the beauty. We have Jesus Christ that we can come, ask forgiveness, and ask Him to help us. So, try to alleviate those that are being persecuted. And more important than that, don't forget to surrender to Jesus every single day. And I want to finish with those that maybe are coming from persecution. You are in a persecution situation, or you're moving towards a persecution situation. God is with you. Don't give up. Don't compromise. Leave the principles and the ways of the kingdom. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thanks so much for your blessings. Thank you for the assurance that we have that even though we may face some hate, marginalization, exclusion, mocking, shame. Even people trying to destroy your character, that you are with us. You're never away from us. Help us to feel that way. Help us to provide support for those that are first experience such reality. Help us, Lord, not to be part of any kind of oppression. Help us, Lord, to stand up for what is right, what is love, what is godly. Forgive our sins, Lord, and be with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Let's go to the questions for our reflection. And the questions are, what is happening in this passage? What stuck out to me? What can I learn about God and His kingdom? In what ways has Jesus loved and served? How should I love and serve according to Jesus' example? What specific steps can I take to apply these lessons in my life? How can I share these lessons with others today? May God bless you abundantly. I hope to see you tomorrow as we continue our study on the Sermon of the Plain. And I pray that we will be transformed every day into the likeness of Jesus. Don't give up. Sometimes not easy, but please don't give up. May God bless you, and I hope to see you tomorrow.
Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.